Unit 2. Apple's Intentional iPhone Throttling. We can take our handheld smartphones anywhere thanks to the lithium-ion battery. This is perhaps a smartphone's greatest strength, but also weakness. As advances in technology have proceeded at a rapid pace, the lithium-ion battery has tried to keep pace by concentrating more power into a smaller battery. In 2016, some Samsung Galaxy phones overheated and in some cases caught on fire. This resulted in a massive recall of the phone. In December 2017, Apple admitted that it intentionally throttled the performance of the iPhone in order to extend battery life. Consumers had been suspecting that for many months. First, Apple would release an operating system update. A few months later, the company would introduce a new phone. Many iPhone owners, frustrated by slower performance, would feel the need to replace their 2-year-old phone with the latest model. Is this a case of planned obsolescence? This is a tactic used by companies to intentionally shorten the lifespan of their products, thereby forcing consumers to buy new items. The earliest case occurred in the 1920s, when all the major manufacturers of incandescent light bulbs colluded to engineer a shorter lifespan for light bulbs, which at that time lasted between 1,500 and 2,000 hours. The manufacturers agreed to limit the lifespan to 1,000 hours. This allowed them to sell more light bulbs. It might seem that Apple was using such a strategy to sell more phones, but it is not necessarily true. By throttling the processing speed of the phone, Apple was preventing a sudden drop in battery power, which can lead to unexpected shutdowns. In short, Apple was extending the lifespan of the battery and the phone. The unintended consequence was a decrease in the phone's operating speed. Critics say that this intentional throttling is a lack of transparency by the company. For companies like Apple, sometimes decisions have to be made about what the customers need to know. Apple has built a loyal customer base over the decades by making products that consumers can use without having to think about various technical details. A strict adherence to this philosophy may have also eroded trust in the company. Upon installing the latest operating system update, consumers could feel assured that their phones would operate safely and reliably. On the other hand, the phone would operate more slowly. Installing a new $79 battery would restore the performance of the phone. Consumers did not know this. Instead, consumers assumed that the only way to ensure optimal performance was to upgrade to a new phone worth hundreds of dollars. We might replace an existing product for different reasons. When a product needs repair, it may be too difficult or expensive to repair. Some people may want the newest or latest design, while others seek new features and superior capabilities. Although we can expect a new product to perform faster, it is not normal for the old version to suddenly perform more slowly. In order to avoid suspicion, what is needed for manufacturing companies is transparency for their products.